To avoid people giving money to those begging on the street, the 18 meters were set up in Atlanta's downtown, midtown, and Buckhead neighborhoods.
The intent is to put these giving meters out there with a message encouraging pedestrians to put their extra change in there to help these homeless services providers.
Wilma Southern, Vice President of Marketing for Central Atlanta Progress, says a third-party contractor helped get the meters.
Many of them were broken and in disrepair. They just needed to be freshened up from a painting and branding standpoint.
And some people would just walk by them, saying the blue and yellow meters blended in with buildings.
They generally didn't capture people's imagination.
That's Elaine Ross, the Park Atlanta Operations Director, says the company took over donation meter collections in 2010. Ross says Park Atlanta has now changed the colors to red, black, and white.
So we hope that these will capture people's eyes and read the signs or read the decals on them and then graciously donate any extra change that they may have in their pockets.
But color is just part of the problem. Southern says the question has been, how do you know if the donation meters have been effective?
That, I would say, has been the biggest challenge.
Southern says she hears aggressive panhandling is down, but she admits that's hearsay. She also says there's been no financial goal. Each meter can hold up to $38 in change. She says the most recent information shows each meter on average was getting about $3 a day. No one has been able to say how much money the program has raised since it started. Southern admits the city's public and private leaders will have to define effectiveness before the donation meter program is expanded. Charles Edwards, WABE News.